offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our...
Now gives it to Sabota on the left wing. He's going down towards the lane. Up his jumper may have been partially blocked, and a rebound comes to Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers with a chance to make it a one-possession game once again. Ball goes over to Bashir's on the right side. Bashir's takes the screen from Casillas, now throws it up top to Jones. Now Jones dribbles to the right left wing, kicks it up top to Casillas. Over to Peters on the right side. He takes the screen from Casillas. Up top now goes to Jones. Over to Bashir's on the left wing. Now he's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Hunter Bashir's with his first 3 points, and the margin has cut and cut to two. 38-36, Bentonville West leading it with less than 7 minutes left. Here's Connor back the other way. He's going in towards the low block, going up for the hook shot. No good, but he will draw contact by Matt Jones and head to the free throw line. Jones picks up his fourth personal foul, team foul number six against the Bombers. So with 6:47, it will be a two-shot opportunity for Austin Connor. These will be his first free throws of the night. So far, he has 6 points. First free throw is up. Rolls around and goes in. So Dawson Bailey, Dylan Bailey, and Jonas Hickson checking into the game, replacing Evan White, Tucker Sabota, and Trayvon Hardiman. And Matt Jones checking out of the game for Mountain Home after picking up his fourth foul. He'll be replaced by Luke Cruz. One more free throw for Connor. He can make it a two-possession game with this next free throw. And he does not get it, though. Goes in and out. Gets one or two on that trip. He now has 7 points, and it is a three-point lead for Bentonville West. And but back the other way, a turnover after Dylan Bailey comes up with the steal. Now here's Dawson Bailey up to the top. He dribbles, gives it to Pacino on the left corner, back to the wing. Now goes to Dylan Bailey. Now he's going to his pass is going to be knocked away, stolen by Colton Peters. 10th turnover of the night against Bentonville West. 6:20 left to play in the game. Mountain Home with a chance to either cut it to a point or possibly tie it. Here's Casillas with the ball on the right wing. Now he dribbles towards the corner. Kicks it over to Peters on the left side. Now Peters will dribble between the circles. Now goes back toward the left. Finds Casillas on the right side. Gives there on the wing to Gilbert. Now back to Casillas. Now he's looking to make a move toward the basket. He goes up, fall away, and off the glass and in. Bear Casillas with 5 points, and it is a one-point Bentonville West lead with 5:35 left to play in the game. 39-38 is our score. Here is Hickson with the ball up the top. He throws over to Dylan Bailey on the right left wing. He takes the screen, goes up top, gives it to Dawson Bailey. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Oh, man, that hurt. 12 points on the night for Dawson Bailey. And it's back to a four-point Bentonville West lead with 5:16 left to play in the game. Here is Gilbert into the front court. Dribbles toward the right side. Gives it there to Casillas. Now up top to Bashir's. Bashir's dribbles toward the right. Now gives up top to Peters. Over to Cruz on the left side. He'll take the screen from Peters. Going into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked by Connor, and he comes up with the ball. Less than 5 minutes left as Bentonville West has the ball back, leading by four. Here's Dylan Bailey going into the lane. Now his pass was knocked away, and it's going to be a – oh, my goodness. He called the timeout before he – I don't think he had possession, but the officials are going to say he did, and they're going to grant Bentonville West the timeout. They tried to save it before he – before he go – and that Josh Fulcher and assistant coach Brad Morse are arguing he didn't have possession. They're going to say, officials are going to say he did. So we're going to break with 4:42. Let's play in the game. It is Bentonville West leading Mountain Home 42-38. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Want a great team player to help with your holiday shopping? Get to the Locker Room on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home. They have great sales running through Christmas, so Santa can really save. Get up to 40% off Under Armour and Nike clothing and socks. All footwear is 20 to 50% off. And get 20% off school spirit apparel, including all bomber gear. Take 20% off all hats, backpacks, and duffel bags. And save 10% on all baseball and softball equipment. It's only at the Locker Room, Highway 62 east of Mountain Home.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
Well, the officials have, the scoreboard has 43 to 38. I've got 42-38 Bentonville West leading, so I'm not sure what happened there. But anyways, it is Bentonville West with the lead and the ball with a little over 4.5 minutes left to play in this game. Dylan Bailey throws it to Dawson Bailey on the right side. Now back up top to Dylan Bailey. Back over to Dawson Bailey. He's going to pull up for another three. This one will not go. Long rebound, chased down. And it's by Dylan Bailey, and Bentonville West will keep possession of it. Dylan Bailey dribbling on the right side. Now goes between the circles, gives it to Dawson Bailey on the left wing. Finds Connor just outside the lane. His pass down to Hickson. Hickson looking to get the jumper off the glass and in. Jonas Hickson with 4 points now. And they've got 45-38. I've got 44-38, but anyway, it is a Bentonville West lead. Here is Cresilius with the ball at the right elbow. Up top now to Gilbert. Now Bashir's. Now Gilbert has it once again. She's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Cruz. He goes back up with it. His basket counts and he gets fouled. Luke Cruz will go to the line for the old-fashioned three. He's now in double figures with 10 points. That foul's on Jonas Hickson. That's his fourth personal foul. Team foul number six against Bentonville West. So it will be Cruz at the free throw line for the three-point play, and he gets it. And Matt Jones going to check into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Baylor Cresilius. So officials got to, I must have missed a point somewhere. They've got 45-41. I've got 44-41. So anyways, it's a four-point Bentonville West lead. Here's Dawson Bailey throwing it up top to Connor. Back to Dawson Bailey. Now ball goes up top to Dylan Bailey. Back to Dawson Bailey. Once again to Dylan Bailey. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Dylan Bailey with 14 points. 48-41. Now Bentonville West leading it. Here's Gilbert with it. Now Bashir's throws up top to Jones. Over on the right side goes to Peters. Peters drills towards the corner, back to Jones on the wing. Now Cruz has it in the right corner. Back to Jones, he couldn't handle the pass, but Peters is there to secure the ball. Now Peters drills to the right side, takes a screen from Jones, going into the lane for the layup. He cannot get it to go, but he draws contact. If that's on Jonas Hickson, I believe he's done. Yep, Jonas Hickson is going to foul out of this game with four points. So with 2:32 left, he has to decide who, Greg White has to decide who's going to bring in for Jonas Hickson, and it's going to be Tucker Svoboda. So Colton Peters goes to the free throw line, where so far he is 4 of 5 with 6 points. First free throw is up and in here. One more free throw for Colton Peters, and it rolls around and goes in. So he gets both free throws on that. It's 48-43. Bentonville West leading it with less than 2.5 minutes left. Here is Pacino with the ball near the right corner. He gives it to Sabota there on the corner. Up top to Bailey. Dylan Bailey. He's going to pull up for another three. In and out. No good. The rebound saved by Gilbert. Right into the hands of Matt Jones. He had knocked away for a moment. But now Gilbert gets it for Mountain Home. He's quickly back the other way for the Bombers. Drills to the left wing. A little over 2 minutes left to play in this game. Here is Cruz with the ball. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Rolls around, does not go. And the rebound is controlled by Dawson Bailey. And back comes Bentonville West with less than 2 minutes left. 5-point Bentonville West lead. Ball goes to Pacino in the left corner. Back to Dawson Bailey on the wing. Now up top to Dylan Bailey. Now Dylan Bailey dribbles just outside the lane. He's going to be double-teamed. Now he's looking for somewhere to go with it. Gives it to Dawson Bailey. Now to Pacino on the left wing. His three-pointer does not go. And the rebound controlled by Connor for a moment. He has the ball knocked away from him, though. And Mountain Home comes up with the basketball. And Colton Peters is going to be fouled in the backcourt. Riley Pacino picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Bentonville West. So it is a 1-1 coming up for the Wolves, for the Bombers, that is. But before they shoot the free throws, Mountain Home's going to call timeout. We'll break with 1:26 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home trailing Bentonville West 48-43. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Well, Mount Home takes a timeout, and now, I guess it's going to be Luke Cruz. I thought it was going to be Colton Peters at the free throw line, but, well, who's going to shoot? I guess it's going to be Luke Cruz. It's going to be Luke Cruz at the free throw line, where so far he is 4-5 from the charity stripe with 11 points. Makes it 12 points as he gets the first free throw here and does earn the bonus. Second shot for Cruz is up. No good. Gets one of two, and the rebound is controlled by Bentonville West. 48-44, the Wolves lead it with less than a minute and a half left. Here is Dylan Bailey looking to cross the timeline with it, and he finally gets into the front court to Dawson Bailey. Now he's going to give it to Sabota in the paint. He's going to go up for the basket. He gets it, and he is fouled. Tucker Sabota go to the line for the old-fashioned three. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his third personal foul, team foul number 7 against Mountain Home. And so, again, it's a three-point opportunity for Tucker Sabota. So far, he's 2-2 from the free throw line with 6 points. And he misses a free throw, though, and the rebound controlled by Cruz. And back comes Mountain Home with a little over a minute left to play in this game. 6-point Bentonville West lead. Here is Gilbert with the ball, throwing it to Peters there on the right side. Now he's dribbling down into lane, going up for the layup. No good, but he draws contact and will head to the charity stripe. 59 seconds left. That foul is on Dawson Bailey. That is his fourth personal foul, team foul number 9 against Bentonville West. Foul was in the act of shooting, so it will be 2 shots for Colton Peters. First free throw is up and in. So far, he's 7 of 8 from the free throw line with 9 points. Second shot is up, will not go. And the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Bentonville West, and it will be Mountain Home basketball with 56.6 seconds left. 50-45, Wolves leading it. And it will be Peters triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. And right into the hands of Tucker Sabota, and he's fouled. 13th turnover against Mountain Home. So with 54.8 seconds left before the free throws, I think Mountain Home's going to call timeout. And that's exactly what's going to happen before the free throws are shot. So with 54.8 seconds left, we'll break with Bentonville West leading Mountain Home 50-45. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
I think they're trying to get the score correct to make sure it's correct because Dylan Conley, who helps Mountain Home out there, he was counting 49-2, and I was as well. And that free throw by Svoboda, wow, they weren't even not even paying attention. They were just they I guess the other officials didn't really. So I think they're still trying to correct the score, make sure the score is correct. They've got 50 on the scoreboard for Bentonville West. I got 49 myself. So now there's more confusion. I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and break while they try to get this situated, and we'll be back with more in just a moment. 54.8 seconds left. Right now it says 50-45. We'll let you know if that's the case. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Okay, so they finally got the score corrected. It is 49-45 Bentonville West. Now, they do have a chance to increase that lead as Tucker Sabota is at the free throw line for the 1-1 opportunity with 54.8 left on the clock. So we got all that corrected. So here's Sabota at the free throw line for the first shot is up and good. So he does earn the bonus. One more free throw coming up for Sabota. Second shot is up. He misses the second one, gets one or two on the trip. Luke Cruz is tied up, and the possession arrow will give the ball to Mountain Home. So 53.2 seconds left. It is a 5-point Bentonville West lead. So two possession gain. And Cruz will inbound the ball to Talon Benton. He drills to the right. Now is going into the lane. Now kicks it to Peters, who's going into up for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 47.9 seconds left. That is on Dawson Bailey, and he's done. Dawson Bailey is going to foul out of this game with 12 points. That might be a break for Mountain Home because that kid can shoot. But he's going to be replaced by Traven Hardiman. So Colton Peters at the free throw line for the two-shot opportunity. First shot is up and in. That was the 10th team foul, by the way, against Bentonville West. So Mountain Home's down the double bonus. Second shot is up, and he gets both. It is a one-possession game. 50-47, Mountain Home trailing Bentonville West. 47.9 left on the clock. Here is Dylan Bailey throwing it to Hardiman. Back to Dylan Bailey. Back to Hardiman. And he gets it across the timeline. Now throws it to Sabota in the left corner. Now to Connor. Now he throws it to Hardiman. And Josh Fulcher is yelling for his team to foul. And then finally they do. 30.6 seconds left. That foul is on Luke Cruz. And that is his fourth personal foul. 19th foul. So this will be the last 1-1 for Bentonville West. And it will be Traven Hardiman shooting the free throws. So far he is one of two from the free throw line with 1 point. Well, now Cruz is going to have to come out of the game. I guess he's got a little blood. So he's going to head to the bench and be replaced by Baylor Cresilius. So again, 1-1 for Traven Hardiman. First free throw for Hardiman is up. And good, so he does get the bonus, and that makes it a two-possession game again. One more free throw coming up for Hardiman. Second shot is up. No good, gets one of two. Rebound controlled by Ben. He's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home, and he dribbles to the top, kicks it to Gilbert out, and he has the ball knocked away and stolen by Bacino. He's going up for the layup. No good, but he draws plenty of contact and will head to the free throw line. Oh, man, that was a tough break. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his fourth personal foul. That does put Bentonville West in the double bonus. This is going to be two shots regardless because that was in the act of shooting. 20.3 seconds left on the clock. First free throw for Bacino is up and in. That's his first point of the night. Luke Cruz checking back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Baylor Cresilius. So one more free throw coming up for Bacino. Right now it's a 5-point lead, but he can make it 6 with this next one. And he doesn't not get to go, though. Jones gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. 17 seconds left. Here is Gilbert into the front court. 15 seconds left. They're going to have to hurry up and start to look for a shot. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled it looked like by Peters for a moment. Now Connor has it, and he's going to be fouled in the backcourt. And I think that's pretty much going to seal the deal with 4.7 seconds left. Colton Peters picks up his fourth personal foul. Two shots coming up for Austin Connor. He is so far 1 of 2 from the free throw line with 7 points. First free throw coming up for Austin Connor. First shot is up. No good. Now Baylor Crecilius is going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Talon Benton. One more free throw again coming up for Austin Connor. It'll stay a two-possession game regardless if he gets this next free throw. But it's still not enough time for Mountain Home to come back. Second shot is up, no good. Connor gets a rebound, went right between Colton Peters' legs, and that's the way this ball game is going to end. So Mountain Home is going to suffer the five-point loss. A tough break for the Bombers as they fall to Bentonville West 52-47. We'll start the Bombers postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Want a great team player to help with your holiday shopping? Get to the Locker Room on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home. They have great sales running through Christmas, so Santa can really save. Get up to 40% off Under Armour and Nike clothing and socks. All footwear is 20 to 50% off. And get 20% off school spirit apparel, including all Bomber gear. Take 20% off all hats, backpacks, and duffel bags. And save 10% on all baseball and softball equipment. It's only at the Locker Room, Highway 62 east of Mountain Home.
Arvest Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal Housing Lender.